Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and as always, I am so excited to be here with you guys. Happy Friday, wishing you guys all a happy, happy Friday. I'm so excited. The weekend is here. So excited for that. Man, I really needed the day of rest. It's been a long week. But if you're new with us here on NMA, I welcome you. Welcome to NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds. You can make your home here at NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, where our desire is to inspire. Our desire is to encourage you, to uplift you, and to empower you through the Word of God. Yes, it's all about Jesus here at NMA. And at NMA, we are sold out for Jesus. And now we are blessed, and it's an honor to be part of an amazing podcast network with A History with God Ministries. If you want more information, you can go on the website, check them out, www.ahistorywithgod.org. If you scroll down to our podcast network, there's an amazing podcast network that Frank and Christina have put together, and I am just another vessel that God can use for His glory. So go ahead, go on the site and go check it out. There is a podcast for each and every single person, young, old, boy or girl. There's so much. I mean, there's even a podcast out there just dedicated to kids, dedicated to your growth, dedicated to a history with God, dedicated to your journey, your walk with Christ. So this is an amazing network. So get connected and get in touch with them. And also, I can't really do this podcast without really acknowledging, you know, all the events that has been going around in the world. I mean, there's so much going on in this world, and my heart is so heavy. And coming to do this podcast, I was just asking the Lord, like, Lord, what is it that you want me to say? What is it that you want me to say to encourage your people in this time? Because I completely understand that there's people out there who've been hurt. There's people out there who have had family members being hurt in the past few weeks. I mean, we had the hurricanes back to back. It was Texas and then it was Florida. There's like landslides happening in India and in other parts of the country, of like the outside countries. There is just so much, and I can't help but feel the heaviness of the hearts of men and women who are just crying out, like, why is this happening? What's going on? And then, you know, to top it off, of more sad news, what happened in Las Vegas where people got shot. I mean, wow, like, it's just so much in such a short period of time. And guys, I'm telling you, I feel the heaviness, I feel the hurt, I feel the pain that each and every single person who is going through this, every family member who's been a victim, or any family member who's had a person be a victim, or if this has happened to you personally, I am here to tell you, do not lose hope. Jesus is our hope. He is our hope. And I understand that people have a lot of questions, especially when a lot happens. I have been there in my walk of Christ where I'm asking Jesus, why? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And guys and ladies, I'm here to tell you that because of sin, everything happened. Sin kind of was the reason that a lot of bad things happen, but Jesus has overcome. Jesus has overcome. So there is hope. There is hope. So don't give up on your walk with Christ, no matter what's going on. And I can tell you this from the bottom of my heart, because I have been through a lot in my life. And I look at my life and I look everywhere and I'm just like, there's no one else who I have but Jesus. So any frustration, any anger, any hurt that you have, I urge you to give it up to the cross, put it at the altar, and let God take care of it. And I just want to talk to you guys today about the story of Esther. As I was reading the Bible and kind of studying about Esther, and like I told you guys, I was doing the women of the Bible, and yes, we're going to continue with that. But before I go any further, if you haven't checked out any of the previous podcasts that I've done, I urge you to go do so. To kind of get a feel of what anime is about, you kind of have to go back and read about my story. Read about where I come from. Why am I doing these podcasts? What is my passion? What is my desires? What is it that I want to see in life? What is my future? What is my goals? Listen to the podcast and you'll be able to kind of get a rough idea of who I am, what I'm about. And one thing that I can definitely say is I definitely have the heart for God's people. I have the heart for God's people to be set free, for God's people to be delivered, for God's people to see the glory of God. Even now, my desire is for each and every single person, young or old, boy or girl, baby or old, in your old age, to witness the goodness of God. I have witnessed the goodness of God, and I want each and every single person. So my heart is for every person that God loves and cares about. I care about. So yes, so back on track now, to talk about the story of Esther. All right, and you can find her story in the book of Esther. If you read throughout the whole book, you'll be able to get a better understanding or a better idea of what her life was like. I'm kind of giving you like a skim through because I want to get to the main topic. And this is pretty much Esther chapters 1 through 5 that I'm going to do today. And this is just like an encouragement for you guys, anybody who's going through a lot or you feel like this is a very tough time. So I want to give you a little background about Esther. So if you start reading in chapter 1, it says, "In the days of King Xerxes, the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials and the military and all the princes and nobles of the province." And pretty much he threw this huge shindig and this huge celebration for all these people. And the king had held a party that lasted 180 days. That's pretty much, I did the math, that's pretty much like, I would say like 6 months of partying. I would say like that's a pretty big party. And when that was over, he held yet another party for the people from greatest to the least. And this was people for just his area pretty much. And that lasted 7 days. And it was held in the courtyard garden of the palace. So talk about this great and amazing party that's going on. So it's just been 6 months of partying plus another week. So it's amazing. And the palace garden was beautifully decorated. There was drinks served in gold goblets of many designs. And there was an abundance of royal wine. And as I was reading the Bible, it talked about how the wine just never ran out. Everybody could drink as much wine as their heart's desires. And at that time, the queen, Vashti, gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. Wow, that's a mouthful. And on the 7th day of King Xerxes was in high spirits because of the wine. And at that time, he had requested that his queen would join him because the king wanted to show her off to all the nobles and to all the men that were there. Because the Bible describes her as being very beautiful. But when the king's men told the queen that her husband requested to see her, she refused to come. And the Bible says that the king burnt with anger. And if so, because, so the king was humiliated in front of all the men and in front of all the nobles. And then he consulted with his advisors who knew all the law. And the law stated that the queen not only disobeyed the king, but all the nobles and all that were present, all the men that were present at the party. And because of her actions, she was to be punished because her actions will wrongfully impact the rest of the women everywhere in the province where they lived. So it was more of like a nip this in the bud type of thing, if I can use it in the right terminology, where you don't want the queen's actions to impact the rest of the women. The king was looking at it as in a way that if the queen acts like this, imagine what's going to happen to all the other women in the area. They'll be disobeying their husbands too. And because of her actions, a law was written to banish the queen, and the decree was published so that men will receive respect from their wives all over the nation. So that pretty much sums up chapter 2, where the King Xerxes banishes the queen at that time because of her actions. Now, I've talked about this before, and I've talked about, you know, there's a blessing in obedience. So this is just one example of the story. Every single chapter, every single verse, every single scripture in the Bible is there to teach us, is there to guide us, and is there to direct us. I honestly believe this. And the scripture is almost is like an instruction. There's a way that the story is written that you can get so much from it, to just obey, just be obedient to your calling, be obedient to your kids' needs or to your husband's needs. But there's always repercussions for disobedience. And we're going to go into chapter 2. And again, I'm just summarizing. I want you guys to take the time and read the story out for yourself, because you can get more when you actually go back and read the story for yourself. And in chapter 2, the king's personal attendants attempt to find him a new wife. The king's eunuch will be in charge of all of them. And after that, the young woman who most pleases a king will be made queen. And there was a Jewish man whose name was Mordecai. He had a beautiful, lovely young cousin, Hadassah, who was also called Esther. And because of the king's decree, Esther, and along with many other young women, were taken into the palace and prepped to become queen. And now, the process of becoming queen, the women had to go through a 12-month program. It was 6 months of just training and then 6 months of pampering. And now the Bible says that when Esther came, she found favor with Haggai. And because of that, she got special treatments. I mean, he assigned to her, he put her in the best room in the palace. He assigned to her servants who were just going to attend just to her. And in chapter 2, it said that Mordecai visited Esther every single day just to check to see how she was doing. And shortly after that, it was time for the women to be seen by the king. And when Esther went to the king, the Bible says that she obtained favor and grace with the king, and he crowned her the queen. And while Mordecai was at the gate, as he usually is, and this was a time of celebration after Esther was crowned queen, the king threw a celebration in her honor of becoming queen. And around that time is when Mordecai was at the gate, and he heard two of the king's men just talking about how that they were plotting against the king. So then Mordecai tells Esther, and Esther then tells the king, and the two men were hung. And in their place, the king brought up a man named Haman. And Haman was promoted to all the kings and all the servants within the kingdom. So he had a high position in the kingdom. And all the people, all the kings and all the servants had to pay homage to Haman, for the king had commanded it. But Mordecai was the one that refused to do so. So he was walking, saw Mordecai, and Mordecai would not bow down to him. And the Bible says that Haman was filled with anger. He was filled with anger not only because he wouldn't bow down, but because the other servants were talking about Mordecai and how he usually does not listen to the request of the king or the request of just that the people of the king, or the workers, I guess I could say. And Haman was so upset that he didn't just want to hurt Mordecai, but he wanted to hurt his people, and that was the Jews. And Haman goes to the king and tells the king that about the Jews and how their laws are different from the laws of the kingdom, and how they don't keep the king's laws. And he proclaimed and asked the king to decree a law to destroy all the Jews. Now, he also proposed a plan that $10,000 was to be paid to anyone who would help kill the Jew. And the king took his ring finger and put it on Haman, which pretty much just means that the king agreed for Haman to just do whatever he wanted with the Jews. So he pretty much gave him approval, like, yes, do whatever you want with the people and with the money. So that in itself stirred up the hearts of the Jews. And I continue to read, this decree went out to all the people of the land. So this spread out. It was sent via letter and it was sent to each and every single person of the land. So everybody knew what was going to happen. And in chapter 4, when Mordecai had got the news of what was happening, the Bible says that he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out, and he cried a bitter cry. You can imagine, like, what kind of a cry is that? And Mordecai went to the king's gate to talk to Esther. But because he had the ashes and the sackcloth, he could not enter, because there was a law that if you had ashes or sackcloth, that you would not be able to enter the king's gates. So Mordecai had to communicate with Esther through his maids. So they pretty much had like somebody in the middle just going back and forth to communicate with them. And Mordecai explained what was happening as she can go before the king and plead for the Jews. And around that time, there's so many laws, even the queen had to follow. And Esther tried to explain to Mordecai that there's a commandment that all the king's servant and all the people know, that you cannot go into the king's inner chambers without being called. And she knew that she would be put to death if she went without being called for. And unless the king raises up his hands, his golden specter. Esther goes to explain that she has not been called to the king in the last 30 days. So she probably knew, like, she wasn't going to be called to the king anytime soon. And this death order that was put on the Jews was so urgent that it needed to be taken care of right away. And this message was sent back to Mordecai. So Mordecai then sends a message back to Esther and says, don't think just because you're in the king's house, you are alone of all the Jews. And I'm sorry, I don't know if I mentioned, but Esther herself was a Jew. She did not reveal her identity to the king or to anybody else because Mordecai, like, pretty much forbid her to do it. So he's pretty much telling her, you're a Jew too. Don't think just because you're in the king's house that you're alone or that you will escape. And you being silent in this time, you're supposed to be, like, he was looking at it in a way that you're on the inside. Maybe you're there for a reason. Maybe you're there so you deliver our people. And he's pretty much telling her, like, pleading with her, like, if you don't do it, we're all going to perish. I mean, somebody else will come. But in the meantime, like, the Jews will die. But maybe God has put her in that position for such a time as this. And word goes back to Mordecai. And Esther tells them, Mordecai, tell all the Jews and ask all of them to fast for 3 days. No food, no drink. And she said that she'll fast too, and she will have her maids fast in this time. And she said that she will go before the king against the law. And her words were, if I perish, I perish. And Mordecai went and told his people. Now, that's chapter 4. If you continue to read the story, we all know that Esther did go before the king to plead for the Jews, which is her people. And because she had originally found such favor with the king, pretty much she was able to go before the king against the law, and the king spared her life. Now, what does the story tell us? There's so much in this story. And like I said, I want you to go back and read it for yourself so you can really grasp what's going on. I'm just kind of skimming through and kind of trying to give you guys this as a story form. But there's so much in the Bible that you have to kind of get for yourself. So understand this. And I wanted to tell the story of Esther for one reason. Like I mentioned in the beginning, there's so much stuff going on around the world. There's so much going on. I mean, like I was saying, like there's earthquakes, there's floods, there's people being, you know, robbed of their lives pretty much. But who's, you know, we want to call upon an Esther, somebody who will pretty much go on their knees for us, go on the knees for this nation and pray and ask the Lord and go to the Lord and plead for the Lord, for these are your people. These are my people. Pray for your people and fast for your people and go before the Lord and ask them and ask him to spare our lives. You know, people are being robbed of their lives. Young people are being robbed of their lives. So many people have lost homes. So many people have lost jobs just in the last month. People who probably had high hopes, like everything was going to be okay, the next minute it's not. The next minute your sister shot, or your brother shot, or my little son. It's just so much. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I don't even watch the news, because if I watch the news, like, my heart would just, it can't take all the bad news that you get all at one time. And I don't want to ever get used to just hearing bad news, because I believe that there's good in this world. And the good starts with us. So I call upon every Esther to fast for this nation, to pray for this nation, to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to save this nation. Each and every single one of us is a voice, and a voice is unique. And I just ask that you go before the Lord and you plead for your people, plead for your family, plead for your children. The devil is out here and he is ready, and he's going to kill and destroy every single thing in his path and everything single thing in his way. So go and fast. Fast for your husband. Fast for your wife. Don't fight them. Fight the devil. See, that's how we win the battle. The battle is won when we get down on our knees, when we pray, when we fast, when we believe God. The battle is not with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood, that's not the issue. The issue is the spirits behind it, the evilness that's behind this world, the evilness that's doing all this stuff. It's not God. This is not God. So we cannot blame God. But there is an entity out here that is seeking for blood. He is looking for someone in whom he can devour. The word speaks it. So that is who our true enemy is. So stop fighting your sister. Stop fighting your brother. Stop fighting the church. Stop fighting this. And you look to the Messiah, the King. And you plead for the blood of your children, for the blood of your family, for the blood of your neighbor. And I truly believe that the true answer here is love. We just have to love each other enough to want what I want for myself for somebody else. I have to want the best. The same way I want the best for me and my family, I have to want it for your family. And I have to want it for a different family who's listening. There's so much, guys. So I call upon every Esther. And even right now, I would like to say a prayer for each and every single person who's listening. If you're listening, you can write in. If you are the one who's going through something or you need a prayer, write in. And I can definitely say that my husband and I will stand in the gap for you. I know there's so much going on, but I would like to say a quick prayer for this nation and a quick prayer for you. And let's bow our heads and close our eyes. And Father God, we thank you for United States of America. We thank you that you died on the cross for USA. We thank you that your blood speaks better things for this country. Your blood speaks better things for this nation. Your blood speaks better things for your people. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every single listener. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single listener's person, every single person who that they are connected to, every family that's represented, my God. Dear Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for these Esthers, people, young men and women that will get on their knees and plead for this country. Young men and women that will sacrifice and give up the food that pleasures the body to tap into the spirit and fight this good fight of faith and fight this fight in the spirit realm and not in the physical. And Lord, I just thank you that you're raising them up now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare that we will not die, but we will live to declare the name of the Lord. We will live to testify. We will live to give God glory. God, you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the glory. It doesn't matter what happens, Lord God. We stand in faith, knowing and believing that it's said in your word that they that call upon my name, our strength is renewed. Our children are renewed. Our love is renewed. Our joy is renewed. When we call upon the name of the Lord, we will be saved. So I pray that every single boy, every single girl called upon the name of the Lord. That is where salvation is. That is where peace is. That is how you're saved. You call upon that name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I just feel led by the Spirit. If you're listening and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know who He is and you want a more connection, you want a time to just say, Jesus, here I am. If you can say this prayer with me and we can help you come back to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the hope for tomorrow. He is the joy for your sorrows. He is the provision for your lack. He is everything that you need right now. So yes, if you're listening and you need to connect with us, I would love to connect with you. And if you have questions, if you need answers or anything, you can write to us. If you go on the website at www.laviniajohnson.com, there's a spot there in the bottom where you can send in your questions. You can send in your comments. You can send in a prayer request. We would love to pray with you and pray for you and intercede on your behalf. But if you're listening and you don't know Jesus, just say this prayer with me. Father God, I thank you for each and every single thing that you're doing. Lord, I pray right now that you forgive me for my sins, Lord God, for your word says that all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And Lord, I would like a new and personal relationship with you. So Lord, I accept you as Jesus Christ, my Savior, and I renounce sin and I renounce the old things and I declare that the old has passed away. And your word says that in you, I am a new creation. And if you have said this prayer, you are a new creation. Start walking in it. Start living it. Start believing it. And in Jesus' name, you pray this. Amen. Now believe it. The best part of your walk with Christ is the part where now you renew your mind. Change does come, but change comes by renewing the mind, and faith will come by hearing the word. So stay in the word and listen to the word. If you need a Bible, we have Bibles. We can send it out to you with a personal message. And that's how you do it. That's truly how you get renewed. That's how you get transformed. We transform by the renewing of our minds. So if you said this prayer, we would love to hear that from you as well. So yes, definitely. I love you guys. I love people anyways. So we've come to the end. But if you want more, like I said, connect with us. And remember guys that God loves you so much. And he sent his son to die on the cross for you. And every single thing that you're worried about, every single sin that you are condemning yourself with, stop condemning yourself. That's already taken care of at the cross. And I declare that Jesus is Lord over your mind, and every chain and every authority that attacks the mind goes in the mighty name of Jesus. And guys, remember that we serve one God, which is Jesus Christ, Lord, our Savior. We have one enemy, which is Satan. So let's all work together and empower each other so that we can all build each other up for the glory of the kingdom. And until next time, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com.